Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And whether you are an avid TV watcher or you watch selective programs, you'll constantly see celebrities telling you that you must lose weight for good health. And they'll tell you to do that, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to eat certain foods. You have to exercise. And their program is the best. And they always give examples of people who lost extreme amounts of weight because they changed something. And isn't that just the way life is? If we want to do better, if we want to have a better life, if we want to make more money, if we want to see things in a different way, we must change something. And to get business profits to increase in your business, it's the same thing. You need to change something. You need to determine what's not working in your business. You need to look at how to make it work. You need to look at getting new skills, new thoughts, new management understanding, how to talk to people, how to motivate them, how to get them moving. You need to not only do it for yourself, but you need to do it for your entire staff, all of the people that work for you. Business profits only happen with change. If you do the same thing day in and day out, you're going to get the same results. Even if you're profitable and you do nothing to change it, you will get the same results. You may still stay profitable, or possibly you may not stay profitable because you didn't stay current with the times. The basic needs and wants of people have never changed, but because we're in this accelerated time with the internet, with social media, with the way we connect with each other, with the competition, we must understand what we need to change in our business. Now, we don't make changes just to change things. We make intelligent, logical changes. We think things through before we do them. We test them out, and we make it work, and we understand, as I said the other day on the radio show, is there are two things in business. It's understanding the problem, understanding the need, understanding the employee, understanding the customer, understanding the vendor, and then communicating that need. And if we want to make more of a profit, if we want a more stable business, we need to communicate with the people around us, with our coworkers. We need to get them to understand why we're making a change. We just don't say, we're changing this, with no explanation, because people get accustomed to doing things one way. It's hard for them to make a change. But change is inevitable. Change is important. Change is good as long as we're changing the right things. If we're just turning our company upside down because we have a new idea and we haven't thought it through, well, that's going to be counterproductive, isn't it? So always make sure that you think through what you're going to do. You look for weak spots of your company. You look for how to get your coworkers, your employees, to get stronger in their positions, to get stronger in their job, to help them move along, to help them get educated in their field, to get them to understand what you understand and you understand what they understand. It becomes a situation where you're both feeding each other excellent ideas. You're working together. You're communicating. You're talking. You're talking about what needs to change. You're talking about what you need to do. You're talking about how to deliver the message. It's a really, really empowering experience. And you will be pleased that you made the necessary changes, that you just didn't sit there as people sit in front of the television and snack all day and put weight on. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be a couch potato. What you want to do is be a dynamic business person who understands, who's open, who sees the vision and helps other people understand the vision of business and where your company's going and how they fit in. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.